Say this with me. The word takes the place of the unseen Jesus. Meditating on the word is a visit with Jesus. How many of y'all want to visit with Jesus tonight? Well, just meditate on the word. He's in the word. He's in that word. He'll talk to you. God and his word are one. The word is our contact with God. I'm going to say it again. How do we contact God? Through his word. Hallelujah. What have God said to us in his word? Heaped every good gift. What, am I right? Did the Bible say every what? Every perfect gift is where? From above and cometh down from the Father of light, in whom there is, you know, something you can, you know, even when I go hunting, if I vary just a little bit, I would miss my target. But if I hit the bullseye, if I get that thing set on and I put it on the bullseye and pull the trigger, it'll hit the bullseye. And my point is, God does not vary. No time, any time. He's exact, perfect every time. Can't nothing that, listen to what I'm about to say. There's nothing created that you know about or don't know about can make God vary or change one iota. Nothing. And he have given you a right to take his word and put it in your heart. So his word will work in your heart, work through your lips like it worked coming out of his mouth. That's a heavy statement. Hallelujah. So letting the word have dominion, letting the word have dominion, being word minded is giving Jesus dominion over our lives. Is giving Jesus dominion over our life. We are saying, Jesus, you are Lord. Whatever you say, Jesus, that's what I say. Amen. Whatever you say, I agree with you. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to disagree. I'm not going to deviate. I'm not going to try to change it. I'm not going to try to make it say something else. Whatever you say, Jesus, because you have dominion over my life. The natural man or the flesh man will demand your time. If you don't crucify and keep it in place. See, the natural man will demand your time. It may demand your time of eating, watching TV, or going, you know, you can do all these things, shopping mall, sleeping, hunting is a good thing because you get to meditate. You can sit in that stand and you can meditate and talk to God and get to be all alone by yourself. I'm telling you, y'all need to try it. Y'all need to do it. Ain't it right, Brother Holmes? Hallelujah. Praise God. The natural man or the flesh will demand your time to do stuff that's unhealthy, unproductive, and
even cause you problems. And it seemed like it's doing you good. And it will enjoy while you're doing it. I'll give you an example. I used to, for whatever reason, I can't figure out how I did it, but I know. When I couldn't figure out why in the world would I take a cigarette and suck that smoke in my lungs, and it already says on the pack, harmful to your health. Now, I know about it, you smoke, so that's, but I, so I need to say to somebody that smoke. But it says what? Harmful to your health. Right. And I take that cigarette and suck that smoke in my lung and then blow it out. And I can, and I can't tell you one thing that it helped me to get achieve me, to help me to achieve and reaching my goal of making me better. I can't find one thing with it. Only thing I can find out, only thing I figure out about that cigarette, you know what I figure out about it? You want me to tell you that you want me to go on? You want me to tell you? You sure y'all want me to tell you? Fire on one end or fool on the other. That went old big, didn't it? But anyway. But it's about the truth, though, isn't it? Ain't about the truth, it is the truth. But the flesh will demand your time. But you can't, but after you've gone through the day, and I say it many times, I'll get me another one with the next generation. But you go through the day, you spend all your time with Matlock. And, you know, you can't find no benefit from it. You talk about the case that he won and all that, but still, it didn't pay no bill. I didn't get educated. When sickness shows up, problem shows up, hey, Matlock, he ain't coming. He's not coming. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But cadence to the mind and the flesh will never help you grow spiritual. Cadence to the mind and the flesh will never help you grow spiritual. Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by how? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good. See, that's a good, acceptable. That's a good will of God. There's the acceptable will of God and perfect will of God. He got a good will. He got a acceptable will. And then he got the perfect will. See, the good is, it may be good what you're doing, but it's not his perfect will. He may accept it, but it's not his perfect will. God wants you to do his perfect will. And by renewing your mind, you won't get off in the good will. You get to the perfect will. Amen. And so he's saying, be not conformed to this world. See, if you conform to this world, you think like the world, you talk like the world, you dress like the world, you handle things like the world, you work and conduct your affairs like the world. Amen. But when you are spiritual minded, you operate from a different principle. You operate from the Spirit. And the same thing, God will show you how to do it, but you do it in his grace. You do it by faith. And see, a lot of people think faith, you just believe God and go lay down on the couch and watch Matlock. That ain't the way faith works. No. Real faith demands some corresponding action. If you're a faith person, you're doing something. Hallelujah. But a person says, I claim this. Now, yeah, that's all they're going to get to, a claim. Amen. But a faith person is a doer of the word. And the, and here's now watch this. Notice what it said.